Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday, the 2nd of February. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is Isabel Dobinson to discuss this week's local news stories. And let's look at some of the headlines first of all. A former Surrey police officer urges the force to improve mental health support. A teacher challenges councillors over a recent rise in food bank demand. And a businessman wrongly arrested by Surrey police faced jail after forced fail to investigate key evidence. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Isabel. Hello, Isabel.
Hi there.
Good to have you along today. Can we start then with this former Surrey police officer with his concerns over mental health support?
Yes, of course. So a former Surrey police officer has spoken to me about the mental health pressure frontline staff can sustain when working for the force. He spoke to me anonymously. He did recall his and his colleagues' struggles with high levels of stress and workload and depressions, which he said has in some cases led to breakdown resignations. He has argued that the force should do more to support officers dealing with mental health challenges after himself suffered an extreme breakdown. In response, the police said that it has invested a lot in eliminating the stigma around mental health, and it also outlined five ways in which it supports staff through traumatic experiences, which they obviously can experience on and off duty.
Yes, indeed, and it's getting much more headlines these days, helping people with their mental health issues, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And obviously police can get very stressed with what they have to deal with, I'm sure, at times.
Yeah, I mean, he did speak about certain traumatic experiences, which he experienced on duty. Obviously, they are the first port of call to accidents across the county.
Yes, indeed, yeah. So it's a bit like similar to the these days with the armed forces as well, looking after their mental health well-being as well as their physical, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, I see teachers are challenging councillors over a recent rise in food bank demand.
Yes, so our reporter Alex reported this. So he attended a council meeting in Elmbridge where a teacher and volunteer at the Walton Food Bank. She challenged local councillors over the recent rise in demand at the food bank. So speaking at the meeting, she claimed that a quarter of students at her local high school are living below the poverty line. It's not just that area either. We have reported previously that Woking's also seen a 24% rise in food bank demand. In response to her concerns at the meeting, Councillor Roy Green said that although the council is not directly involved in food banks, it will try and make some effort to help out and make sure that he said that Elmbridge is a decent place to live. Obviously it is, and he just wants to kind of try and reassure people that the council will try and do something.
Yes, yeah, indeed, absolutely. Now, locked up in Surrey, the county's criminal was jailed in January 2018.
Yeah, so for a while we've been writing these kind of roundups. We do it every month now, and we list kind of the criminals in the county who have been jailed that month. Among them in January 2018 was a man called David Lutt from Hawley. He's been jailed for 18 years after he pleaded guilty to 12 charges, all of which were related to those sexual assault charges against young children. He met his first victim, who was aged, who was under 13 at the time, and he was an assistant to a scout leader. That's how he met his first victim. Speaking in court, the victim spoke about how the effect of David Lutt's actions had really affected them and the difficulty they had in coming forward. So it was like a really brave thing of the victim to do that.
Yeah, indeed. And interesting just to see these stories every month now you're going to report on then.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in terms of people being jailed. Now, businessman wrongly arrested by Surrey police.
Yeah, so our reporter Chris wrote this story. Clive Spear from Guildford, he spent 18 months on bail after he was actually wrongly arrested for bribery in July 2016. During that time he was on bail, his printing business collapsed and he had to postpone his wedding. So it was a huge mental strain on him and his family. It wasn't until his barrister obtained a court report requiring the CPS to release his laptop that the force's mistakes actually became clear. And it turned out that they hadn't investigated key evidence which was presented. Mr. Spear told Chris that 246 examples proving his innocence was found. A CPS spokesman said that following the review, it was decided that the case is no longer, the evidence is no longer met against Mr. Spear. And that there's no evidence saying that he should have been arrested. So police also added that the force is fully supporting the review.
My goodness me, this follows lots of national stories at the moment about evidence being revealed very late in court cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so really, really bad for him, wasn't it? And finally, time to talk. Not ashamed about mental health battle.
Yes, so yesterday was Time to Talk Day, another kind of similar to Mental Health Awareness Day. This is actually a personal experience of mine. I wrote the article. So I thought that Time to Talk Day would have been a good day to kind of share my story to everyone else. So basically, when I was, it was a few years ago, I was still at university, I experienced a spell of depression and severe anxiety, and I was prescribed antidepressants at the time. There were a few occasions in the past where I wanted to, you know, write this, because it's days like this where obviously I share on social media other people's stories, and I felt a sense of hypocrisy sharing other people's story and not my own, especially as a journalist.
Yes, indeed. And it's good you feel able to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I've had like a lot of support since it's been published at work and by readers. The whole point behind why I wanted to write about it was to reassure other people that it's okay to seek help and not be ashamed to share your own experience as well.
Yes, and it's not just community, it's employers who've not necessarily got a supportive view of people with mental health issues either.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a scary thing to do it, obviously, kind of print an article in the workplace. Obviously,
yes.
All my colleagues have seen it. They've all shared it on social media. They've been super supportive, which is great. I mean, I wouldn't have expected any less of them anyway.
No. So the reporter is the story this week.
Yes.
Which is good for a change, isn't it? Nice to
be
able to do that. And I hope you're well now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good. And I think, is it something like 25% of the population will have a mental health problem at some time during their life?
Yeah. Obviously you can read this article and our other ones on the website, but what I mentioned in my article is that although I think the stigma has been broken down to some extent, I think a lot of people still assume that a big traumatic event has to happen in your life to be able to almost be worthy enough to speak out about mental health. But obviously, so many people experience it on certain spectrums, different levels. The whole reason why I wanted to write about it was to kind of reassure everyone that no matter how insignificant those feelings might seem at the time, you shouldn't be ashamed to kind of seek help or talk about it.
Yes, and us men are the worst about not talking, aren't we?
Yeah.
But do you think attitudes have begun to improve towards people with mental health?
Yeah, I think so. I think, me publishing this article, I'm not sure whether many people would have done this in the past. Obviously, I'm kind of, by writing this, I've kind of exposed a kind of very kind of human side to myself, to my readers, as well as my colleagues. I think it's definitely broken down, but there's still such a long way to go.
Indeed. But at least we've got some very high-profile roles and others who are pushing the cause, so that's really good. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for sharing your story with everybody. I look forward to reading it thoroughly in the Surrey Advertiser. Thank you very much for getting us up to date with what's been happening in the county this week.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Bye for now.
Cheers.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Isabel Dobinson. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.